Praise Jesus until it passes. You do that enough, the devil says, well, I just let them alone for a season about that, you know. You look up, you have a peace that you can't tell nobody about. You can't explain it to them. Where did it come from? How is it there? You get up and you feel better. You feel happy. When the last time you've been happy? And I'm not talking about, I'm talking about joy that pass understanding. Happiness go in and out. One day you're happy, next day you're happy or whatever. You know, you just don't know what to do. You're up and down like a yo-yo on a seesaw. But if you cast your care upon the Lord, he will. I'm telling you now. I'm telling you now. It'll be still there. And then he'll give you understanding. You'll understand. You know, you're looking from a different standpoint. You look for a different viewpoint. Why am I so like, I said, Lord, I'm glad. I'm happy. Jesus, goodness gracious. I'm happy. And I was true enough happy. In my heart, I'm happy. So how are you doing, Sister Dave? Good. I'm there. Give me some wings and I'll fly away. I want to go to Galatians. I was sitting here today and the Lord began to do something else with my life, you know, telling me something. I said, Lord, you know, I'm a teacher. I have to study. I said, you know, I don't know how to do what you're telling me. Please let me say that the next week, because I started to go back in the room and just get it, but it was wonderful. I said, oh, geez, that's really good. You know what I'm saying? So, Father, I thank you today. I thank you for what I feel and what the saints are feeling now. I'm going to try this, they say. I'm going to cast my cares upon them. I'm just going to do that. I'm going to stop worrying about things. Lord, I know that's what some people are feeling now. It absolutely works. But your word works. We forget, but you don't. So I'm asking you, Lord, to anoint thy servant today that I may preach, minister to your people the word of God, because that's what's going to take us through. Oh, God, I can say many things, but I just feel like saying I love you and I thank you for what you've done. I thank you. I thank you for the prayers of your people. That works too now. They got to pray. And I just thank you for what you're going to do today. How you're going to heal and save. Hallelujah. Give somebody a miracle today, Lord. Somebody need a healing in their body today, Lord. Give it to them. Hallelujah. Somebody need something else from you, Lord. They've been asking. Somebody needs some peace today. God, give them peace to pass understanding as they cast their cares upon you, Lord. You are so faithful. We forget, but you never do. I thank you for it in Jesus' name. Praise and say amen, children of God. Turn to the, I'm going back to Galatians. Not fussing, but I got to do this to prepare something that God gave me to bring next week. My son called me today. He said, Pastor, you know, I need strength. You know, people pull on you, so you need strength. We're going back over some things. Children of God, listen. Church membership won't take you to heaven. Being on the mother's board won't take you there. It bothers me so desperately. Then I saw a scripture that the Lord said, broad is the way. And narrow is the way that lead to eternal life, and few there be that find it. I think people have fooled themselves by, you know, and I'm asking, I love you. I want to see you. We ain't got much longer. This world cannot stand under the pressure and the sin it's under. I don't know how long. I don't know how long, you know. But I said, Lord, as long as you give me a mouth, I'm going to preach the gospel. The gospel is the power of God unto salvation to everyone who believe it, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. I just thank the Lord. I want you to turn to the fifth chapter of Galatians. The law kept people in bondage. We were studying that this morning some, and we studied the sixth chapter. But the law will keep you in bondage now. The law, you know, will keep you in bondage. But the Bible says, but if we be led of the Spirit, we're not under the law. This is the 16th chapter, 18th, I mean the 5th chapter, the 18th verse of Galatians. But he said, if we're led of the Spirit, we're not under the law. Now the works of the flesh are manifest. You know, this flesh is something else. I didn't really want to, I was studied this all for 2 weeks, but I didn't want to preach it. I said, Lord, I, you know, But the Lord said, you know, my blessings are there for my people. He said, but they can be blessed and still miss out. Because God just blessed folks anyhow. God is a good God. I said, God is a good God. But the Lord wants us to love him and serve him, not just getting from him. You know, you need, Lord, I want this. You have your laundry list down. You just have, you know, that like Sandy cloth, like you writing the Sandy cloth, you know. I want this and this and this and this and this. Go sometime just to thank him. Lord, I ain't come for nothing. I just want you. I ain't brought nothing. I ain't got nothing to offer you. I don't have anything in my life that's good enough to give you. Here I am. I need you. I love you and I praise you for bringing me this far. I've been through hurt and danger. I've been through a lot in my life, Lord. But you have always kept me by your spirit. I ain't always know what to do. I made a lot of mistakes like you have. But you have kept me. I'm alive because you kept me alive. I'm not alive just, oh, no, not because I ate right. No. I'm alive because you kept me alive. It's God. It's Jesus Christ that has kept us alive. So you ain't got nothing. I don't care. You ain't got enough money. You ain't got enough good deeds. You don't have anything. Is that okay? So he told us to love me. And if you love me, you'll keep my what? And my commandments are not grievous. I'm not telling you to do something to hurt you. I'm telling you to do something so we can see one another in peace. What I came for. I came to redeem you from the curse of the law. He said, but you be led by the Spirit. Now, then he talked about the works of the flesh. And what part of the works was uncleanness? I had to go back and get that. What is uncleanness? You know. What could be unclean? So he said, the works of the flesh are manifest, which they manifest through your body, right? Adultery and fornication, y'all know about those, right? Anybody don't know what that means? Then he said, uncleanness. Well, what is uncleanness? Uncleanness is having a physical or moral offense or blemish so as to make you impure. And so it's morally impure. Let me tell you something. You go to church and the pastor pick up something, it seems like the pastor want to talk about you. He ain't talking about you. He talking to the saints. All of us have to be clean. All of us got to pull off the things that's holding us down. Every one of us. Okay, and I told we was in class today. Have you ever sit at the beginning of the week and say, how many souls have I caused to be saved? This is what it's supposed to be about. We're supposed to be our saving souls. How many souls have I cause to see Jesus? No, we too busy doing other stuff. May today we put down our business and go to work for the Lord. May we put it down. We too busy. Is that right? I bet you know every store that got every sale. And you probably can't quote John 3:16. But you know every store that got every sale. God wants us to come. I mean, starting here. We got to come up. We have. God has chosen us for a purpose. We are here for a purpose. So we got to clean up these bodies and let them be clean enough where God can work through us. Amen. We got to stop making excuses. Well, you know, we just human. He knew you was human when he made you. I said, he knew you was human. But you still cannot do what he say don't do. Oh, boy. I'm starting here first, believe me. Right here. I don't just preach to you. It goes like this. Lord, help me to be clean. Morally clean. Don't let me sit up and talk about my brothers and sisters, you know, and I ain't doing nothing. You know what I'm saying? Because that's easy to do. Flesh, that's easy for flesh to do. They can always find something wrong with you. You ain't got to look that hard either. Well, she thinking, he thinks. That's a waste of time. That's a waste of time. Pray. Sharon, I have so many things in my heart I like to preach. Things I'm older, much older. And I see so much, you know, I want to preach about the marriages. I want to preach to young folks. I want to preach to this. It goes around. Just to help. To help. We had a chance to go over to Hidden Valley, me and Gwen. She said, I'm going to go with you. Just see. And she come out and went with me. We thought it was going to be a bunch of young folks in there, but it wasn't. It was folks from O'Fallon, Florissant, way out here. Now, we're trying to win up Hidden Valley. And the people coming from way, you know, still the same like you hear. You know, coming from. So I didn't know. I said, Lord, I just saw. I went into Chronicles and preached, ministered. And when we got through, it was wonderful. They received it so wonderful. They were just sitting there like little birds. Now, all these church folks. These are not people. These are church people. Church people. Praise the Lord. And I found that I just became, you know, this loving and one. Oh, just it was just beautiful. It was beautiful. We ministered and did what God told us to do. And one lady said, I can go on now. So you should have, when you leave here, you should be able to, what, go on now. I can do something now. I can do something for God now. I feel like I can do this. Do you feel like you can do this? You got to feel like you can do this. Children of God, we're not saved just to say, well, I'm saved. Saved from what? To do what? You know what I'm saying? To do what? So he said uncleanness. We got to be morally clean. We can't be, you know, doing stuff that makes us unclean. Hello? Oh, I don't think you should put in your mouth that you can't chew up. Most, you know, the other junk is nothing. It's not right. So he said uncleanness. What else? You reading? Lasciviousness. Now, you know, Paul was so learned that he had about five different, he could speak about five different languages. And most time when I'm reading his writings, I have to look up stuff. Hallelujah. So where I'm at now? Verses. And I had wrote that down. Verses. Okay. Verses is how far. This was something about verses. We had studied this. But verses is how far. Like in between, you know, like a variance between numbers. But he said, don't you be so, you know, the church is going here and you way over here somewhere. You know, otherwise learn how to get along and stay with the people, not somewhere over there. Always starting stuff. You know what I'm saying? Well, I think it ought to go this way. Why do you make it? Because you think it's supposed to go like this. You got people like this, you do. And so this variance, they can't never get together and they can't never be, if one is in the middle, they can't never come into the middle. They got to go way far to the left. That's various. In the church. And here is again, God is talking about the people in the church. And this was thousands of years ago. So you think about now. That's why we can't do nothing. We can't get nothing done. One is over here. One is over there. Now what we need to do is right here. And that one over there and that one over there. That's the variance between. Oh my Lord. Help us, Jesus. Say, help me, Lord. Okay, idolatry. Y'all know what that is, don't you? I ain't did that. Girl, some people love their car so much, you better not even look at them. They don't do anything. And you know, they'll put you in jail. Shoot. You do something to their car, come on now. You know, some people just, I've seen people shine. Now, did you? Because mine need clean. But I've seen people shine on things and you'd be surprised what you idolize. If you got some in your heart more than you could serve God, then that's your idol. I don't care if it's a piece of candy. It can be an idol to you. Amen. This is just you may not shout on this one, but I just got to say it. I'm laying something for next week. Okay, adultery, fornication, idolatry, witchcraft. Let me see y'all that you read your horoscope. Hands. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I'm telling you, I don't know if y'all look at, I like, you know, supernatural things and this kind of thing. So I listen to Sid Roth and I listen to praise. But there's a guy that come on, it's called The Healer. The Healer. I don't know. The Healer. Have you seen it? This young man, it ain't spooky. It ain't go, no. It just, like it is. He found out that it was something in his hands that healed people. So they calls him around, and he goes, and he sits at Mary, and he said, he asked you, what's wrong with you? He said, well, my back hurt, and I got musculosa, and I got this on my thing. And he said, and after he sit and talk, you don't, ain't nothing. This is the strange thing. He just a person, just an average young man. Then he says, close your eyes. You close your eyes, he closes his eyes, and his eyes kind of flutters. He's thinking. He said, now how you feel now? He said, oh, it's gone. And I thought to myself, I said, Lord have mercy. This is terrible. I said, this devil cutting up sideways, you know. Amen. So then, how you think people going to feel? If this boy, he said nothing about God, nothing about the Holy Spirit, nothing about nothing but what he, you know, he don't brag on himself. It's just weird. I had never seen nothing so weird. I said, Lord, this is terrible. But the Lord is letting us know where we are. We must get rid of everything so that we can be that healing source. Because Jesus do want to heal. See, and the devil knows that. See, the devil knows it's time now. He knows what's going on. He see what do you down there praying. He knows. So he said, I got to stop this. You know, I raised up some people here to do something. So variance in witchcraft and, you know, find out, you know, what sign they're born under. Anybody know what sign they're born under? I can't marry him because he's born under Virgo, whatever that is. Be careful, children of God. The devil is not, he knows how to get you. He knows how to get you. Immolation. Trying to be like somebody else. Trying to match up to somebody else. You know, somebody did something just, oh, you know, wasn't Sister Evelyn lovely? Oh, she took care of that. I'm tired of, you know. So you go do something, try to do something better so they can brag on you. Watch it. That's that flesh. I'm telling you, it's that flesh is something else. Envyings and wrath, anger, strife, you know, seditions. Y'all know what seditions are? Yeah, seditions. I had wrote all this down. Sedition is people who starting up stuff and, you know, just starting stuff, you know. Uncleanness and then viruses and ooh, so many things down. This flesh is something else. And wrath and strife and seditions and heresies. Heresies is when you get off, you know, and you get off way off on some kind of maybe something you believe in or something, and you bring in something in the church that's not really what it's supposed to be. Praise the Lord. What else? Heresies, envyings. Don't be envious of anybody, what they got, whatever. The Lord ain't just saying this. When I have something, I be thinking it, but somebody come and say, thank you, Pastor. Envyings. You know, if your next door neighbor can buy them a Cadillac, you ain't got the money. Don't try to do something with other people. Don't try to be yourself. If you can't afford nothing but afford a 1925 Ford, get what you can afford. You know, don't try to do like other people. Who cares? I said, who cares? Amen. And so many young people, they get married. And they try to be, you know, what I did in 50, 40 years, you're trying to do it too. It don't work. You got to work together and do what you can do. Don't try to be over. You know, don't try to be better than nobody else. You know what I'm saying? Well, my brother Clay, he done bought him a Buick. I was going to buy me a Ford, but I think I'll buy me a Cadillac. Why? Because he bought a Buick. And you can't afford it. Now, he paid cash for his with you. Now, you can pay for yours. You know, just silliness. The same thing about be careful about how you be yourself. Say, be myself. That's right, be yourself. Like I told somebody, I said, well, that's mama, I do songs. I said, that's not me. I got to be myself. And you know, if I'm trying to do what you do, then that's not me. You know what I'm saying? Be yourself. Sometimes I wonder, I said, boy, I wish I was that brave. I should have thought to say that. But that ain't none of me. I wouldn't have said it no way, because it just ain't none of me. Now, you get away with saying it, but I'll be going around, cause, you know, no, that's not me. Be yourself. God loves you the way you are. When he chose you to be you. Amen. And can't nobody else be you but you. You know, if you're going to try to be like somebody else, then you ain't none of you. Ain't that right? So be yourself. Amen. I just love my sister Gertie. I just love her. I just love her. She's just herself. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. And sister, y'all just, she said, I love these people. Okay. Let's get on down there. He said, envies and murders and drunkenness. Watch it now. Y'all kind of watch yourself in that area. Drunkenness. I'm talking about the saints now. Watch it. Now, the Bible don't say you cannot drink wine. It don't say that. But I don't think many of us are strong enough to drink a thimble of wine and let it go. You put some wine in your icebox and you're going to come a drunk. That's what you're going to do. Come on now. Come on. I saw a lady. Thank you, Jesus. I saw a lady. She was 102. And she's from France. And she said she drank 2 fingers of wine every day. You know, the French people drink wine. But they don't get drunk. They drink wine for their health. She's 100. She said, now, if you're drinking more than that, then you don't need to be drinking. That's what she said. So, Lord, let me hear that. Here's another thing. Wine is good, they say. You know what I'm saying? And I know people drink it, and it's not a sin, because the Bible says. And I know they drank wine that made you drunk, because in Corinthians it said some of y'all are drunken. And when they were drunk, so I know they drank wine that made you drunk. But the Bible says don't be drunk on wine. So you know yourself. You know yourself. You know you can't keep no wine. And you say, well, I'm just going to have a little bit for dinner. But what you doing in the icebox at supper time? And in between. You know, don't be fooled. This devil is trying to get us, I'm telling you. If he can't get you to do one thing, he'll have you doing something else. Be careful what you're doing. Be careful. That's what I'm saying. Be careful. I'm not telling you. Somebody said, well, you do what you want to do. You do what you want to do. You know what I'm saying? But the Bible don't say you can't drink it. It sure don't. It don't say that. And so tickle me. I'm going to tell on my sister now. I told her, I said, sister, she was having trouble with her stomach. I said, sister, the Bible says, drink a little wine for your stomach sick and you're off in infirmity. And sister said, well, okay. That's why she's going to say, not pass. She just, okay, I just said, but she, that, you know, if that don't fit you, don't do it. I don't care who tell you. No, I wasn't trying to, you know, but the Bible do say that now. Drink a little wine for your stomach sick and you're off in infirmity. So wine has a medicinal purpose. But you know, we ain't got no sister using nothing for medicine. Y'all know better than that. I speak up. We ain't got that kind of sense. Come on. And if they use marijuana, you going to use marijuana. Cause, well, you know, it's for medicine. I told the lady, she said, you'll sign. I said, no, baby. No, I don't think nobody can use this for medicine. I really don't. I don't think we got enough. Don't stop me preaching now. No, I'm not signing this. We just going to put it on the ballot. I said, well, so far, just. But y'all see how the enemy gets people? If you don't drink, listen, if you don't drink wine, then don't drink it. Mama, you like wine? No, I don't like taste of it, no. Give me a little Manischewitz. Now, my mama used to drink Manischewitz. She drank Manischewitz. She did it for her. And that bottle was staying there for months. Now, she really drunk it for her health. But I got better sense than that. When I started going and tasting that, I said, this is all, no, Celeste, you better come on here now. Amen. You might as well say amen. A lot of things you do, you know, we do, but we are special people. Come on. We want to be special for Jesus. We want to be able to help. Gwen was saying that today. We want to be able to help people. We want to be, if your neighbor come to you or your colleague come to you and say, look, I need prayer. You want to know that your prayer reached. You don't have to go back and say, well, you know, I did so-and-so, and maybe, you know, how the enemy, do you know how the enemy do you? Well, you know, I know pastor preached, but I did so-and-so, so I can't do nothing. And the devil keep you, you never do nothing for God. So drunkenness, no drunkenness in the church. No. You said, I'm not telling you, I'm talking about what the Lord said. Revelings, I think that's a lot of junk myself. You know, you just, you know, partying, and but that should not be among the saints, no way. They shouldn't be saying sister so-and-so down there jamming. Come on, we got to come out this world, children of God. That's just all to it. We got to come out there. Let me tell you now, we supposed to read something really going to get you now. He said, I also told you in time past, I done told you, he said. This is the 21st verse. Y'all got it up there? They which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. It's not worth losing your soul. I said it's not worth it. We get to heaven. If it's wine to drink, he'll have it up there. It could be now. It could be because we have sense enough to know that you can't go and drink the bottle. You know, we'll be like Jesus. So when he tells us about the fruits of the Spirit, which I'm not going to preach on, I just want you to know that God is moving. God is going through the church now, and God's going to have a people. And he want us, he said, now if you're doing this thing, the Bible say you won't inherit the kingdom. Now that's what it say. Now I didn't say it. It's read right there. It's the 21st verse. You in any of that, forget it. You, if until you stop this, till you kill this flesh, or be killing it, or beat it half to death. Because it's just about that tough. I'm telling you, this flesh is something else. And you can convince yourself, if you be around people, you can convince yourself that this is okay. So-and-so do it. So-and-so do it because, you know, there ain't nothing happened to them. You know that, you know, she talking about that, you look, their churches is full and stuff, you know, and they do so-and-so. Yeah, but that's coming a judgment day. That's coming a day we're going to stand before God. That's the main thing. You know, like I told some, you got to stand before God for you. He ain't going to call Clay. Okay, so let's come up here beside Clay and stand. No. Clay going to come for Clay. Gwen for Gwen. My niece for some, you going for yourself. You going for yourself. It doesn't matter. Amen. So we as people, I know you ain't want to shout today, but we'll shout next week. We want to get right. We want to clean up. We want to stop playing. We want to get out here and get these souls in. But sometimes, you know, be so down and, you know, done so much, you just don't feel like, you know, amen. And you don't have a pastor going to see me. Hey, I ain't nobody. I ain't got nowhere to put you. But God does. And I want you to know he keeps books really good. Ooh, he keeps books. You hear me? He ain't like us. He keeps books. He keeps books. He keeps books. Sometimes I say, Lord, look in your book. You know, if I got anything that'll help me right now, look in your book. He keeps books because the Bible said a book was open. Everything you do you know the Bible say he keep up with every thought you think? Is that right? Come on. Do it say that? He hears all you say and all you do. That's why he said, let our words be yea and nay. Yes and no. Because he said, much more than that, you're going to sin. But it's just the way we are. Where you stand? I'm not going to keep you up. Just put the saints of God, what I'm saying to you, that it's time to clean up. It wouldn't make any difference if you came to see signs and wonders, which you're going to see in this church. And your soul ain't right. You know, to me that's very sad. You know what I'm saying? That you come in and people get healed and I've seen it and then you ain't right. To me it makes a difference to me that you right. That you serving the Lord. You know, though I ain't got nowhere to put you, I still feel like I want to cleanse my hands to tell you the truth. So you can't say, nobody told me. I'm telling you. Write it down. December 3rd, 1917. 2017. See that? Y'all ain't even listening. 2017. Ain't the time passing by fast? Ooh, I mean, the time is just flying by. I mean, just flying. I mean, good gracious. Yeah, it's hard sometimes, dear brother. It's hard sometimes to look at yourself. We got a song say, look at yourself and you can see others differently. But it's time for us to take a look at ourselves and judge ourselves for who we are and say, Lord, if you know it's there, help me. Help me, Lord. Don't let me think this way. He'll help you. Honestly. Nobody stand up here is going to be perfect as preaching to you. Like Jack asked me, Mama, you okay now? You know, because last week I wasn't. I didn't know where I was. through weak blood, whenever she asked me. But I thank God for Jesus. You thank God for Jesus? Hallelujah. I thank God to hear that, hallelujah, now he's healing. Let me tell you, that I don't care what nobody says. That's what I believe. I don't care if they're, you know, I don't really worry about folks. If you take the sacrament clean and believe, God will heal you. I believe it. There's no way you could take his blood, body and his blood. Now, I know that's not his body, that's the blood. And I know that the river don't do nothing either, but you be baptized. So God has things to against people that are foolish to confound the wise. And I do believe that. I believe if you take that right, the church will be healed. That's why he tells us to do it often. That's why. Amen. And I'm going to tell you something else. If you take it unworthy, you're going to get sick. You're going to get sick. Every time you ingest it, like you ingest something that, you know, you'll be sick. Y'all believe that? You take it unworthily, you'll be sick. Now, that don't mean you got to wait till you get perfect. If you love the Lord and have accepted him as your Savior, the Bible says our sins are washed away. When you receive Jesus Christ, it washes away your sins, and even your sins now and your future ones. I believe that God is constantly washing and cleansing us. You do. If he didn't, we'd be a mess. I mean a puny mess. But because of Jesus, we don't understand everything that he done. But I do believe that he cleanses my sin. I do believe, I do. And you know, I thought about David. I'm going to let you go. I thought about King David, what he had done. Now, you know, many of us had done that. We probably would have never got right. But the devil would have been to beat us to death. You know, you did so and so and so and so, but David didn't. Then I seen him crying for his son. When Absalom was going to kill him, he cried for his son. And I thought, I said, this is a strange man here. And I could just, and Joab told him, you got to get up here and go out there. You know, I guess you wanted him to kill us, I guess. But he was that type of man. He understood mercy. He understood. When I seen him praying for his son, I said, Lord, that's why he prayed to you. He could pray to you because he knew how you felt. This, he said, I feel this for my son. I'm God's son. I can, of course, they didn't have no sonship in them days. But I could see where he stood. And I thought, Lord, to understand you like that. Oh, my God. Most people think God mad with him. You know, they just messed up. They just don't know what to do. But God ain't mad at nobody. Because if he was mad with folks, he just, all he had to do was just click his finger and everything would be gone. But we're still here. And I just want to thank the Lord that we're still here. Anybody need prayer today? You're sick in your body. Somebody here need prayer for their body. Because he's still a healer. I still believe that. Amen. I still believe God is a healer. So if you need to be healed, come on and believe God. Anybody? Amen. Got the well people. That's wonderful. I believe he's a healer. I say I believe he's a healer. Amen. Thank you. Father, we thank you. Deliver my soul. Gave the people what you wanted me to say. I really believe I did. I obeyed you, Lord. I tried to get into another thing, but I tried to obey you, and I thank you for it. Somebody got some help. It's going to help somebody because the word always helps people. Always. Somebody going to decide that they want to be really all that God wants them to be. And so I just want to thank you for this, Lord. Now, if it's nothing else, is anything else? The Lord go with you all then. The Lord be with you. The Lord's face shine upon you. May he lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace in the name of Jesus and for his glory. In Jesus' name, amen.